From your position at the head of the procession, you watch the Master of Ceremonies advance resolutely toward the black waters of the harbour. His blue-green robes float around him as he wades into the sea up to his knees, indifferent to the cold and the spray splashing his imposing figure. He raises his arms to the night sky and begins to chant invocations in that strange language with liquid and sibilant consonants. Fnglui, Mglunhaf, Dagon, Rilie, Wga Naglftagn. His voice carries over the waves, each phrase punctuated by the deep, metallic sound of a gong that resonates like a cosmic heartbeat. As the incantation progresses, the wind grows stronger, whipping your faces with salty spray. The waves become more vigorous, crashing against the rotting pilings of the docks with growing violence. The water seems to answer the celebrant's calls. Ihan tle dagon ftagna, ia, ia, his guttural voice resounds. Suddenly, you have the unsettling impression that the Master of Ceremonies is turning his gaze in your direction, his fixed, inhuman eyes seeming to pierce through you despite the distance. It must be an optical illusion caused by the play of flickering shadows and light. But an icy chill runs up your spine. The procession then starts moving again, following Water Street to the south.